Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, while the Senate was voting on health care on Tuesday, the House of Representatives passed a new package of sanctions hitting North Korea, Iran, and Russia. It's called the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. The bill prevents President Trump from lifting restrictions on Russia without congressional approval, but it also puts new sanctions on Russia and on companies involved with Russia's energy exports. Now, that part has the European Union worried, mostly because Europe relies heavily on Russian natural gas, and it also has billions invested in massive new pipeline projects designed to deliver gas from Russia under the Baltic Sea and directly to the West. The European Union Commission is meeting today to decide how to respond to U.S. sanctions, and diplomats in the U.S. are watching to see if this new controversy damages relations with European partners. Christine Brezina is a senior fellow based in Brussels with the German Marshall Fund, and she joins me now. Christine, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
And it's great to have you. The bottom line here, Christine, Europe relies heavily on a lot of Russian natural gas, right? So how are these sanctions a problem?
You're absolutely right that Europe relies heavily on Russian natural gas. And the bill that the House passed yesterday, the Countering Russian Influence in Europe and Eurasia bill, directly addresses some of these energy and, in particular, gas concerns. Europe is struggling amongst itself to solve the Russian energy independence problem. And there is a big scandal, you could say, even in town and across Europe about how best to make Europe more independent of Russian gas and stronger as an energy actor and as a political actor. One question in this is this Nord Stream 2 pipeline that would be an expansion of an existing pipeline that would go directly from Russia to Germany and then from Germany to the rest of Europe. Under the new bill, as passed by the House, if the president coordinates with allies and if he chooses, he could impose new sanctions on companies, including European companies, who contribute to Russian export pipelines. And this Nord Stream 2 pipeline could fall under a project that could be affected.
And it's safe to say probably that these companies already have a great deal of time and energy and a lot of money invested in Nord Stream and its planning.
Absolutely. So European companies, and there are five European companies that are invested in this project already as partners to Gazprom, the Russian energy gas giant, that have invested a lot of money and have agreed to put up 50% of the cash to make this happen. They are eager to see this the project come into fruition. These are German companies, Austrian companies, French companies, Dutch companies. So really a Western European consortium that is interested in seeing this new route of gas come to Europe. At the same time, there is a group of Central and Eastern European countries, Poland, the Baltic states, Ukraine, that are in opposition to this pipeline because this pipeline bypasses them. And the timing of the new pipeline, it's set to come online in 2019, happens at the same time as a promise from the Russian government to stop transit of gas across Ukraine. And so it is seen by many in the EU and also in Washington, as a way to be able to turn off the tap in Ukraine. If the new pipeline is built, Ukraine will be losing its revenue from pipelines, from the pipeline that currently transits gas. If Europe wants to support Ukraine's income, if the U.S. wants to support it, they would oppose this pipeline. So really, it's a really big political problem as well as a commercial interest for a lot of European companies.
So there's this big dilemma, Christine Brezina, as you're describing it, which is about energy and gas and whether countries in Eastern Europe are going to lose massive business access. That all makes sense. But doesn't Europe also want to punish Russia for its behavior just like the United States does? I mean, there's the war in Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea. Certainly there have been signs of election meddling in elections in France, possibly other countries as well. Europe has a direct stake in Russia's behavior in Syria. Don't they want to take part in pressuring Russia?
Europe is very interested in pressuring Russia. The irony of where we are at this moment is that since the election of President Trump, Europeans have been very insistent through diplomatic channels to have consistency from the U.S. on strength, on sanctions against Russia, on consistent support for Europe's security. The language in this bill really should meet the expectations of Europe to have that consistent support. The problem is that it seems slightly too heavy-handed when it comes to energy. The U.S. government is making a declaration that it disagrees with this pipeline, and that declaration feels like the U.S. imposing its will on Europe as opposed to being an equal partner in setting policy towards Russia.
You know, it also feels like if you're a cynic, Christina, maybe that in addition to punishing Russia, that this deal, these set of sanctions could make Russian gas harder to access and maybe make good old-fashioned American gas more attractive to the European market.
It isn't just cynics who are saying that, but many leaders across Europe. In June, when the Senate voted on the first draft of this legislation, the German foreign minister and the Austrian chancellor thought that the purpose of this bill was to secure jobs in oil and gas in the United States rather than to achieve a different foreign policy goal. And even today, the German foreign ministry spokesman said that the sanctions against Russia should not become a tool of industrial policy in the U.S. interests. So there's this sense that this might come with foreign policy reasons, but really, maybe this is just the U.S. trying to enrich itself, with the administration speaking so much about the need to fix trade deficits, to create U.S. jobs. Perhaps all of this talk of helping out Europe is actually just a way of making jobs at home. But I will say that in the bill, there's only one mention of U.S. jobs, but many, many mentions of coordination and cooperation with European allies.
Indeed. So before we let you go, the EU, I'm sure, wants assurances from the Trump administration here that these sanctions on energy won't put them in the crosshairs in their economic interest. But doesn't that in itself serve to weaken the effects of the sanctions themselves? The more carve-outs you make, the more times you say, okay, company X, company Y, you can do business, the less impact it has on the Russians.
Russia could be happy about the way that the U.S. and the EU are disagreeing over the sanctions bill. That shouldn't be the purpose. Both sides of the Atlantic should really be embracing the fact that there is continued unity on Russian sanctions, and perhaps the conflicts over how energy sanctions could be implemented in the future. Maybe we should put that aside and focus on really what is in the core of this bill, which is continuing cooperation today.
New sanctions from the United States on Russia have European companies worried about their own financial future. Christina Brezina of the German Marshall Fund, thank you so much.
Thank you.